What is your family saying? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 1071. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
What is your family saying? Is there a thing that your family always said, and maybe you thought it was perfectly normal when you were in your family, but you realized later that maybe not so much? 651-641-1071. Holly, I know we have some phone calls.
Oh, yeah.
Who do we have on the line first?
Sheila's here.
Great. Neat. Hi, Sheila. Sheila, what was your family saying? Woo! Hi, Sheila.
Hello.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Our saying was angels on your pillow.
Angels on your pillow. And what did that mean, or what context was that in?
That meant instead of saying like good night or sweet dreams, we would always say angels on your pillow.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, we still do it to this day. I'm 34 and we're still saying it.
I love that. Angels on your pillow. I love that. Thank you for your call, Sheila. Holly, who else do we have on the line?
We have Aaron.
Hi, Aaron. Aaron, what was your family saying that maybe you realized later wasn't everybody's family saying?
Gut Knut.
Gut Knut. What's that?
What does that mean?
How do you use that in a sentence?
Well, German for good enough is something along the lines of Gut Knut. And I had an uncle who couldn't pronounce it properly. So anytime anyone says good enough, we just say Gut Knut.
I love that.
That's cute.
Gut Knut. Good enough. Gut Knut. I might start that. Thank you for that. That's cute. 651-641-1071. What was your family saying that you realized maybe after the fact? Not every family said that. Holly, who do we have on the line now?
Let's go to Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Pat, what was your family saying? Hi, Pat.
What's up,
Hi.
Pat?
Hi.
Hi.
When our whole family is together, our motto is, we put the fun in dysfunctional.
I
love that. I've always...
You're not alone.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've always felt our family did that alone as well.
Yeah, I think it keeps us all in a good spirit.
Mm. I love it. Thank you so much for your call. 651-641-1071. What was your family saying that your family always said, but maybe other people didn't always say? Holly, who else do we have on the line?
We have Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Sarah, what was your family's saying?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. You know, I realized how strange of a family I grew up in when I finally get out of it. And one of them was, you'd be sitting on your mom or dad's lap, and you'd be moving around too much. And they'd say, stop wallering. So if you're wallering. You're moving too much.
I love that. Stop.
My dad used to yarp people. It means he would pinch us and he'd go, yarp, yarp, yarp.
Oh my
so that's
gosh.
Not weird.
Oh my
That's
word.
Hilarious.
You had like a whole different language. Thank you for
wallering.
Your call.
Like kind of like, you know, wallowing, right? Like you're wallowing around.
Wallowing around on somebody's lap. Holly, do we have any other callers?
Yeah, Candy's here.
Candy.
Hi, Candy.
Candy. What was the saying that your family always said, but that maybe you realized later not everybody said that? Hi, Candy.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I'm right here. Mine was drive reckless. Whenever we'd leave, they'd say drive reckless because my father always said that statistically more people die from being told to drive carefully. So he tried to go by it. Kind of a joke.
That's a dad thing to say, reckless. Isn't it?
I was going to say that was a big dad moment right there. I love it.
So.
Thank you. Thank you for your call.
Well, you might as well drive reckless
if
you're more likely to get in an accident if you drive safe.
That's so funny. Who else do we have on the line, Holly?
Alice.
Hi, Alice.
Hi, Alice.
Alice, what was your family saying that when you got out of your family, you realized maybe not everybody said that? Hi, Alice.
Well, in the late 40s, early 50s, my dad would tell us that if we do this or don't do that, we're going to the poorhouse. We're going to the poorhouse. And as a kid, I used to wonder, where is this poorhouse?
You just never wanted to find out.
No. Well, I didn't know. But it was interesting because that's what he would say. We're going to the poorhouse if you don't this.
Well, the good news is you never went.
No, I didn't. And thanks, guys. It was fun.
Thank you, Alice.
Thank you,
Have
Alice.
A great day.
It was fun having you.
651-641-1071. What was your family saying that you realized maybe it wasn't everybody's family saying? Holly, who do you have on the line?
Julia.
Hi, Julia. Julia, what was your family saying?
My family's saying, it's kind of a gross one, but I'll just go with it. My dad used to say that was slicker than snot on a doorknob. So I used to say, like, if I would, like, at jobs, sometimes I'd catch myself saying it, like, ooh, that was slicker than snot. And they just kind of look at me like there is, like, I was not normal.
Yeah.
Yes. See, that's the thing. Thank you,
like,
for your call.
What the heck does that mean?
That's those things. That's what I mean by, you get out of your family system and you say something and you realize, oh, not everybody says that.
Yep.
Awkward. Do you have any of those, Brad?
Oh, I mean, for days. The one, what's interesting is it's kind of like a reverse version of that, but my mom used to always say, good stuff, Maynard. Like, if something tasted good. But that actually comes from, like, I think, like, an old TV show, and then there was, like, a commercial or something.
It must, because we say that at our house.
But too. I never, like, so I still say that to Jamie, and he's like, I don't know, like, what are you talking, like, what? And I'm like, yeah, good stuff, Maynard. And I have no idea where it came from. I have since looked it up, and it comes from
Dobie Gillis.
Yeah, see, old TV show.
Yeah, Maynard G. Krebs.
Which
that
makes
was
sense,
Bob
because
Denver.
My mother would have grown up watching Dobie Gillis.
Yeah, that was the Beatnik character.
I love that.
Yeah, man.
Good stuff,
Maynard. Good stuff, Maynard.
Holly, did you have any sayings at your house that nobody else, that you realized maybe not everybody does in their own homes?
Definitely not original, but when we were younger, my dad used to throw around a capiche or two.
Oh my God. Oh. So what is that? Because my mom used to do this thing where she'd start rattling off fake Italian.
Well, it means, do you understand?
But like,
that is, yeah, like, you know, capiche? Like, do you get it? Do you understand?
But like, that must have been a thing. Because, again, we have no Italian connection in my family.
Well, I have Italian connection.
Okay.
So, great-grandpa was from Italy.
So. I love it.
But he used to throw that out there, and then it ended there, because I don't think I say capiche.
And that's the
and
end
that's
of how that got passed
that's
on.
That's the end of that.
We did get this email from Chris who said, our family would tell each other to drive fast and take chances. Close your eyes when it looks bad.
That's
which
cute.
Is so interesting, because I just had a friend say that. Somebody was going to be late somewhere, and she said, oh, drive fast, take chances. And I was like, what is that? She said, I said, I've never heard anybody say that before. So isn't that interesting?
It's
apparently
just,
that's a thing.
It's a thing.
At our house, if you ever said, excuse me, whether it was because you burped or because you needed to get past or whatever, the answer was always, there is no excuse for you. Which, when I've tried to say that outside of the family, it doesn't fly very well.
Mm-hmm.
And now at my house, in my present family, the family I've created, when somebody says, you know, I was thinking, you must always interject, did you hurt yourself? All the time. So if I ever do that to you guys, it's just because it's force of habit.
I don't think you've ever done that.
No. Well, there's always time. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we've got a couple little Kim Kardashian nuggets that we'd like to share with you after this on My Talk 107.1. We got a couple things to say about Kim Kardashian on the Colleen and Bradley show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi. Hey. You know, it occurred to me, let me just double check here. Yeah, I think.
Did you put the wrong link?
No, I didn't put the wrong link, but for some reason that other link has disappeared. So today has been technically impossible. I've had technical difficulties up.
We're having some moments back here. You guys don't know about
can
them.
We actually,
they're happening.
Do you know what I would like to do, though?
What? Pull the curtain back?
No.
Oh, okay.
Can we go back to
you
a story?
You want us to hide our feelings?
Yes. Dealings are like treasures.
Bury them.
That's from the beautiful Varla Jean Merman. Okay. Can we talk about a big mistake?
Yeah, let's do that.
Because I feel like I just think it's important, and I'm really glad that somebody called us out for it.
I agree.
So I don't have anything in front of me because I cannot access Twitter, but we got a tweet from a listener who was like, hey guys, if you're going to talk about Courtney Stodden identifying with they, them pronouns, perhaps use them in the story wherein you talk about they or them.
And that is an accurate
I was like,
criticism that is absolutely true. And I I am sorry on my own behalf.
Oh yeah, I'm absolutely sorry as well.
That was absolutely totally stupid.
Well, and frankly, I will speak for myself. It was completely unintentional, and this is why it's so important to have these conversations.
Absolutely.
Because it is a process of learning and education, and when you know better, you do better. And so, right. The listener in this case helped us.
Right.
I mean, again, it's not like I needed to be educated on the importance of doing that. I know the importance of doing that.
See,
I will just tell you that I personally have had issues using pronouns in the past because, for no fault other than I was not being thoughtful. And that's not an excuse. That's just the God's honest truth. And that's why I think it's then important to go back and say, look, this was not an intentional thing. We totally respect Courtney Stodden in this moment. And,
we made the wrong choice.
They deserve better.
And absolutely. And I just want to rewind also and say, cause you said, when you know better, you do better. That's what's frustrating, is that feel like we do know better and we didn't do best.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, absolutely.
So thank you to the listener Silver, who,
and that's not the first time I've made that mistake.
No.
So thank you for calling us out.
Yes, thank you, Silver. As you said, Bradley, when you know better, you do better, and we will try to do better next time. And we will
do better.
We will do better.
I guarantee.
All right.
I guarantee
now,
it.
Let's talk about Kim Kardashian.
So I got some Kim quickies for you.
Is that with a K?
It is, in fact, K-W-I-K-E-E-Z.
Okay.
Quickies. You guys, she's flashing her new custom diamond necklace on Instagram. And I just saw this story and I thought to myself, self?
Are we doing that, Kim?
I feel like maybe you shouldn't be doing that, especially after you've already said you weren't going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that we're not waiting for a moment to jump on something Kim Kardashian said to point out the hypocrisy of that. We have maybe done that once or twice before.
What?
But you may remember, and I'm about to sneeze, so I'm going to...
Bless you. I'll bless you while you're doing that.
Keep that from the audience.
Okay, thanks.
But she shared an image of herself sporting a custom-made diamond necklace on her Insta page Tuesday. Now, this comes after I said she has previously... she has previously said she would not do that. Mm-hmm. After, you'll remember, she was held at gunpoint in her hotel room during a heist. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if she's changed her point of view about that, because certainly she did not forget that this happened, right?
Well, no, because she just did an entire episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians last week with Jonathan Chobani and I'm sorry, Food God. And
you know, he really should get an endorsement from Chobani,
but he can't anymore because he changed his dang name.
That's true.
It's his own fault, dude. You could have had that Chobani money. Anyway, she did that whole episode where she talked about the trauma of it all over again. So it seems like I don't know what I'm confused.
Yeah,
I'm confused about that choice.
I didn't
feel like a good choice.
I'm certainly confused as well. You're not going to get the other quickie because I don't know where it is and I don't know what happened to it. So you're just going to eat that quickie.
Okay, well, I'm really bummed about it because that
you
was the quickie I was more excited about. But do you remember what it was?
Do you?
No, I never read it.
Well, that's why I'm saying, how can you be more excited about it?
Because you wrote about it in your... what you wrote on our grid. Okay, we're having technical difficulties again in our communication.
You said
I have the story behind that candy blind from Wednesday.
Oh! Well, thanks for reading the words that I already wrote down.
Yay, reading!
Because so I can tell you
that. Okay, thank you.
Yes. Hey, kids, if we get to the finish line today...
it'll be a miracle.
It'll be a darn miracle. So this was, again, remember how earlier in the show... and I'm just going to go back here.
Yep.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about some other blind items regarding Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez. And a listener had pointed out that there's a wonderful website that kind of collects blind items from all over the internet, many of which we reference on our segment called Blinded by the Item.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in there, the listener on Twitter just goes by the tag me, so I can't tell you who it is. It's
well, thank
me.
You me
but me referenced that that website would have the story behind the candy. And I do remember the candy. So if you type in Kim Kardashian, I bet if it will come up if I do this. Let me just double check.
You do your thing.
Will you just remind people what the candy was from yesterday?
The story, what the blind item essentially was that if Kanye West is thinking about deleting all the bad things about the Kardashians from his documentary because he's trying to be nice, he might as well forget about that because they're cooking up a really good story about him. And also, so he can include all the kinds of stuff that he was going to include, including that stuff about the candy. And we were like, what's the candy?
Kim Kardashian's marble table and cocaine conspiracy theory explained. From the good people over at Vox.com. More people retweeted Kardashian's marble table video than somebody else's Russia emails. Here, I'm going to put the link.
Thank you.
You can look at it on your own. And so, allegedly, supposedly, the candy refers to this conspiracy, which we must have known about. But you guys, this was back from 2017, where she posted something on Snapchat. And it led people to suggest there was a bunch of cocaine on a table. And then she was like, look at this video, or like, let's look at this close up. It's not actually cocaine. It's the marble in the table. But it's not as easy as that. And I encourage you to go read the article. But the listener was pointing us out to that story. That's what the candy was about. The story that she had unwittingly included some cocaine in the background of a video, which people then went to the video and said, that's not real. She said, it's not real. And you can believe what you want.
What she said was, I do not play with rumors like this, so I'm going to shut it down real quick. That's sugar from our candy mess from Dylan's candy shop.
But then she went on to show that it wasn't sugar.
Okay, well then.
It was a marble table experience. But again.
Okay, I'm going to read through this.
Yeah.
And have that experience. And when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we're going to bring you a different experience. And that's one of crazy, stupid idiots. After this on the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1. People doing dumb things on the Colleen and Bradley show.
Sometimes us.
My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And we call them crazy, stupid idiots, okay?
Well then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly, over and over again, oftentimes in the state of
Florida.
Florida.
Florida. And sometimes other places. Like where?
Well, we are going to start today in Tennessee.
Tennessee?
Tennessee.
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 I want to tell you about a duo at a convenience store in Merrillville, Knoxville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a Dollar General.
Oh, I love a good Dollar General.
And who doesn't love a good Dollar General?
Oh, it's the best.
They have all sorts of fun stuff, right? So a sheriff's deputy was dispatched to the Dollar General for, quote, suspicious incident, which took place at the Dollar General. And it's the suspicious incident, of course, that earned this story crazy, stupid, idiot status. So it involves a woman named Amanda McCormick. She's 39 years old. And she did something at the Dollar General, which earned her crazy, stupid, idiot status. Now, she was accompanied, I should inform you, by a relative named Linda.
And was it something that they did with the merchandise?
I mean, that was part of it, but
did she go potty on it?
I love that our minds always go to potty. To like somebody doo-dooing somewhere.
Yeah, we've been number one or two. I mean, truly.
Yeah, we've been around the block. The crazy, stupid, idiot block.
It's true.
No. Okay. In fact, it involved the money they were using to pay for their merchandise. Which is just merchandise with a twist.
Okay. It involved
they had
the money.
A shopping cart full of various items from inside the store, including gift cards from businesses and stuff. Yeah. And it gets better. So it's okay. Something to do with the money.
Okay.
Money.
Oh, were they stealing it from other patrons of the store?
No, I like that idea though. Like just walking around pulling money out
and then buying stuff.
Was the money from Monopoly?
Well, you're close. Mm. They actually sought to use a $1 million bill.
Stop it.
To pay for the merchandise at the Dollar General.
Honey, no.
$1 million. Yes, in fact, when they asked her, Amanda, and her friend Linda, relative Linda, I don't know if she was a cousin, what have you, about the suspicious incident, she was like, I don't know. I mean, I got this $1 million bill in the mail from church.
Okay. First of all, there is no church that has $1 million bill.
Also, are we in the habit of getting funds from religious institutions?
No, they don't just mail that out.
It's not usually, like the publisher's clearinghouse?
No, and usually the money goes the opposite direction.
You might not find it hard to believe that she was unable to provide additional information about the purported house of worship's funds.
Okay, I do like the math she was using, though. She was like, I know. If I say it's from a church, they won't be able to question
it. I got it in the mail from a church. Well, because they're tax-free. They're holding on to all them $1 million bills, right? She apparently had a shopping cart full of various items, as I told you. And she was like, you guys, I'm not doing anything with this. I'm going to use all this stuff to give the money to buy stuff for care packages for homeless people.
Okay, wait. What?
So she was trying to say, like, a church gave her money to buy stuff from the Dollar General.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. For the homeless.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Linda,
looks
when
like
they
you're
were
going
like,
to a
hey,
new
Linda,
home.
Accomplice that you are, what gives? And Linda goes, I don't know. I mean, I just came with her to run some errands today. I thought she was just going to buy me some stuff at the Dollar General.
I really appreciate the cartoon voice.
I don't know. I mean, because this is a cartoon. Who in their right mind thought that they were going to be getting past the cashier at Dollar General with $1 million bill?
Yeah, that's dumb.
Because wouldn't you, if you had $1 million, let's just play this all the way through. Now,
If I had a million dollars, because
I don't remember correctly, Dollar General, is it a dollar store?
No, it's not, but it is a discount store. Yeah. But they've got groceries, they've got
so it's a variety of price points. The reason I ask is, or clarify, is because
you could get a million things at the dollar
store.
Because
if you had $1 million, mm-hmm. you could just walk into the store, one imagines, and say the following thing. I would like one of everything.
Yeah. Oh. And you'd still get change.
And you would still get That's substantial change.
That would be a fun flex.
Yeah.
Right? I will take one of everything
I'll take
in
the store.
Yes. Because you still would have a lot of money left over.
So true.
And also, so it just, it begs credulity, as the kids say, to think
do
that.
Do they say that?
They do. In certain places, that you would just walk in, fill a cart full, and be like, did you take $1 million? How about
do you
this
have change?
$1 million bill? Do you have change?
Can you break this?
She was arrested and never heard from again.
Okay. Oh, all right. Neat. Would you like to know where we're going next?
Yeah.
France.
Ooh, it's France.
It's France. In this case, the crazy stupid idiot is an entity called Facebook.
Oh, okay. Hey, guys.
There is a town in France, and they had a Facebook page, and Facebook took their page down.
Okay.
Because it used offensive language. The problem is that the offensive language was actually the name of the town.
What?
It is a small town in France by the name Ville de Bitch.
What?
Oh.
Ville de Bitch? Beach?
Beach. Beach. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to say it. I don't speak French. B-I-T-C-H-E.
Beach?
Beach. It is a population of 5,000.
Bichet?
It is home to the Bichois. I do not what that, don't know what that is.
Well, I,
oh,
I know what
a Bichois is. Bichois.
Yeah. I know a bunch of Bichois up in here.
Anywho.
I've been to the Ville de Beach many times.
I bet. Apparently, it just like got deleted from Facebook. When they first set up the page, there was no problem. Although they wouldn't, it wouldn't get accepted on, like at first, they misspelled it on purpose and then went back and corrected it. And then it existed for fine, or just fine, for years. And then suddenly it just disappeared from Facebook. The mayor, Benoit Kiefer, said in a post, "The name of our town seems to suffer from a bad interpretation. The most astonishing thing is that Facebook took so long to correct this. The president slash director general of Facebook France has just contacted me personally to tell me the Ville de Beach page is published again and to apologize for the inconvenience caused."
So
it was the algorithm that deleted Ville de Beach. Because of its name.
You have to wonder, like, the city council over at, you know, Beachville is like, you didn't know this was going to, like, you haven't had this problem before. Right. Where they're like, where are you from? Ville de Beach. Excuse me.
Pardon me. What did you call me?
Yeah.
Looks quite lovely.
It does, doesn't it? I mean, it. I want to visit.
There are
they
a lot
did,
of people that deserve to live in Ville de Beach.
So true. But I will say that they have invited Monsieur Mark Zuckerberg and Monsieur, the President General of Facebook France, to their lovely fortified town, which has distinguished itself in history several times. That's the story.
Wow. Who knew? This is the first I've heard of the Ville de Beach.
Seriously, though, I want to go visit.
Yeah, right?
Like, I want to know what they've got going on at Ville de Beach.
A lot of Bichois, apparently.
Apparently.
Bichous. That's what it says on the Wikipedia. Yeah. It's right in basically like in the middle of France.
I know. I want to go to there. It looks lovely.
Well, I would like to go to anywhere France.
Mm.
Ville de Beach.
Ville de Beach.
Ville de Boob.
Farts.
Ville de Butt.
Anyville, really.
Yeah.
All right, Bradley.
You want to go somewhere else?
Yeah,
we have time?
Let's. Yeah, sure. Yeah,
you sure. Okay, yeah. Let's do it. Why not? So I want to take you to Glendale. I think that's in New York.
Neat.
You'd think Arizona, but...
Or maybe California.
Could be really anywhere. I bet there's lots
of Glendales.
But
this comes from NBC New York, so I just kind of feel like it's New York.
Okay.
But that is neither hither nor thither. I want to tell you about a shocking... Yeah, it's in Queens, so not Glendale, but Glendale must be a neighborhood in Queens. I want to tell you about a shocking burglary, and it's not a burglary that earns this particular story crazy stupid idiot status, because burglaries are, sadly, tragically, a dime, proverbially a dozen, right? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be the first time. But it's the kind of break-in, and it was what was stolen, that earns the story crazy stupid idiot status. Now, let me take you to about 11 p.m. on Easter, April 4th, according to police. Surveillance footage shows a man breaking a window. Break a window.
Air it out.
Breaking a window as someone shined a light inside the business. Now, this is kind of like a two-part or crazy stupid idiot status. The first part is the person holding the light earns the story alone crazy stupid idiot status.
The person holding the light earns the crazy stupid idiot status.
Yeah, so there was something about the person holding the light while the other person knocked in the window at this business.
Well, I just
something
think
unusual
holding
about that
a light is dumb.
Yeah, well, yeah.
When you're trying to break into something.
Did they hold the light in the opposite direction?
Like right on their face.
Yeah.
That would be kind of hilarious. No. Well, I mean, wouldn't put it past these people.
Like under their face, I'm a leprechaun.
Well, you're close. They weren't leprechauns. The people that were shot, well, there were two of these people. Three people total.
They were priests.
One person is a priest from Beachville. No, one person adult breaking into the business. Two people behind that person, one of them shining a light. The two people behind the adult breaking the window.
Yeah, they weren't adults.
Were children.
Okay. No.
So they brought their kids along.
Oh, I know.
This isn't take your kids to criminal work day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not
take
doing
your
that.
Kids to burglary day. And that's what they did. So that alone...
They probably thought that their parent was saying Burger King.
Oh, God.
And they were like, yeah, I'll go.
Unfortunately, they were children. But wait, there's more.
Oh, dear.
So I said it's a two-part crazy stupid idiot status, because when I tell you that the adult was breaking the window, one of the children was shining a light from behind from what appears to be their cell phone... And then we get to where we are, which the business in question is a Menchie's. Do you know what a Menchie's is?
Ooh, yeah.
Isn't that frozen yogurt?
Yes.
Froyo.
Yum.
So they broke into the Froyo place, and it's what they stole that earned them crazy, stupid, idiot status. Now, what would you assume people would steal from a Froyo place?
I mean, I would just put my mouth under the Froyo machine.
Right.
Is that not correct?
I mean, that did not happen. Oh. Now, what's the other thing you think people might steal from business?
Logically, it would be the money, the cash register,
right?
The dollar bills.
Guess what?
Sprinkles.
Didn't steal no money.
They stole the sprinkles?
They stole toppings.
Oh. I mean, it's because you brought kids.
They stole toppings. A grown adult busted into a Menchie's with kids... And ran off with sprinkles.
I mean,
or boba. It's probably not sprinkles because people don't. I don't feel like those are the topping du jour.
Did they catch them?
No, they were. They were not. They have not been caught.
I mean, yeah.
What?
I just no. That parent was trying to give their kids like the fun. You guys, let's know what we're gonna do.
We're going to bust into Menchie's.
There's nothing else to do.
And steal the chocolate chips.
We're going to break into Menchie's, and we're going to get all the Oreo crumbles we can find.